Ray Ian Watson joins me. Disappointing defeat. Can you take positives out of it? It was a good arm wrestle, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was a great arm wrestle. I thought it was a great game, to be fair. I thought we've gone toe-to-toe with them. A team who spent a hell of a lot of money and who are pretty consistent in how they play. Obviously, they've only brought three or four players in to start the season, which helps, you know, having massive changes. I think our improvements, though, from the Sutherland's game have been great every single week. We've improved on there. We've come up against a real tough team in Huddersfield, to be fair, but I think we've shown them that we can be a force if we stick to our processes and stick to our structures.
Some question marks on defence last week against Toronto, a couple of soft tries. Your defence seemed a lot stronger tonight. Yeah. You stood up, I mean, that second half, Huddersfield sort of camped on our line a few times. That must be heartening for you, the defence.
Well, some of the effort and the defence was outstanding. It was a complete contrast from, say, the St Helens game. But the boys had the attitude to not quit on each other, to keep working hard for each other. We come up with a couple of bad reads, which meant we conceded two rubbish tries, really. But we'll fix them up. We just know that there's certain things that we can be better at and we need to improve at if we want to be a top team.
We're not the biggest squad in the world. It's probably difficult losing Gil Dudson and Seb as well. I'm not going to say his second name because I can't. So that must have been tough for you losing those, because you know Gil gives us a lot going forward, doesn't he? But Josh Johnson tonight,
outstanding. I thought Josh Johnson did great. I thought Lannan did great as well for us when he come on as well. So we've got people who can compete as well. So although Gil was out and Seb was out, I think the guys who came in did a great job and have put their hand up to go forward next week.
It was a game of few chances, really. Ken Seal gets over twice in the first half. It's a game of fine margins sometimes. Yeah. I mean, how close was he on that video referee? That went up as a try.
Yeah.
I didn't think there was sufficient evidence to disallow that, but yet the video ref has.
Yeah, well, that's down to the video referee, that, isn't it? But again, comes back to small margins. If there's no video referee, we don't get the penalty against us at the back end of the game as well. So, well, we probably, if there's no video referee, we score the try with Ken Seal because he give it a try. We probably get the penalty there to kick the penalty at the end of the game. Instead, we've come out on the losing side because of that.
What did you make of that, Ian? Because from where I was sat in the stand, I couldn't really see it. I read it as we got given a penalty, and that was overturned then.
Yeah.
Was it? What did the referee say? Was it overturned because of the scrap with Kevin Brown? Or?
Yeah, they're saying that Kev's headbutted. He's losing contact, so he's grabbing his arm and he's trying to pull him into him, and then he's pushed his head straight into... Now, he's got his eyes down, so he can't see where he's putting his head. Mm-hmm. He must just presume he's putting it into his chest or something. But he's hit Jordan Turner right on the jawbone, so it doesn't look great. But if everyone knows Kev, they know it's not a malicious intent by him. So we'll have to see now, because it'll probably go to the disciplinary committee, that one.
That did seem to turn the game. Huddersfield come down the other end and kick that goal. Disappointing for you. You've got Leeds next week.
Yeah.
Chance to prove it, prove a point, and get the victory next week.
Yeah, we just need to build on what we've done over these last two, three weeks now. So St Helens weren't happy. Toronto was miles better. Again, was better today than what we were against Toronto. So things are starting to click, but it does take time when you've got a new group of players, especially that many players as well.
James Greenwood picked up a knock tonight.
Yeah.
Did he fail his head test?
Yes,
that why not come back on?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
So he'll be definitely out for next week.
He might be all right, actually. You've got 7 days, haven't you?
Because we're already low on numbers anyway, aren't we? Have you been keeping tabs on the lads in the reserves as well? Because I know I saw you at Ruskin Drive a few weeks ago for the St Helens game, keeping a close eye on that. Are any of those guys sort of on the fringes now at the moment?
Yeah, they're just waiting for an opportunity. They just need to be patient now and wait for that opportunity to come up. Depending on what happens this week, there might be a couple of them that kind of get an opportunity, but we'll see. The team's not doing too bad at the moment. They're travelling pretty well. We just need to be pretty consistent with what we do.
Thanks for speaking to us, Matt. See you next week, mate.